Well, now let me move on here, verse 6. For the Lord thy God blesseth thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. Now this is a remarkable statement concerning the nation Israel. And it is true that they've become the bankers of the world. The house of Rothschild has financed quite a few nations, by the way. They have a tremendous ability to loan money, actually, to the nations of the world. Thou shalt lend unto many nations. And this has certainly been fulfilled. Thou shalt not borrow. And thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. That's not true, of course. And when I say not true, I mean that has not been fulfilled yet. That is yet to be fulfilled. Why? Because they have never obeyed God up to the present. If there be among you a poor man, this is verse 7 now, of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother, but thou shalt open thine hand wide unto him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. Now, friends, this is a remarkable passage of Scripture. The nation never fully obeyed it when they were a nation, and they do not obey it fully today. But have you ever observed something? That the little nation Israel today probably receives from individuals throughout the world, and especially of this nation, they receive more gifts than any other people have ever received. Let me put it like this. Who gives today more? Don't call it charity, but who gives to others today more than any other people? Oh, you say it'd be a Christians, certain denominations, certain churches. No, friends, that just doesn't happen to be true. It happens to be this nation. These people today are giving millions to the little nation of Israel. Why? Well, God taught them at the very beginning there to take care of their brother. If Christians only could learn this, because actually this was given to believers also. Certain great fundamental principles are always carried over. That which is true, God carries over from one dispensation to another. And today, believers are not even in the same league. They are in the minor league, while these people, even to this day, are in the major league. And I don't think they come up near to what God had intended them to at the beginning.